Education Secretary Arne Duncan and Attorney General Loretta Lynch made a rare joint appearance today, and it happened in a prison, a state-run facility in Jessup, Maryland. They were there to announce a new plan, a pilot program to give prisoners access to federal Pell Grants that would pay for college classes they're taking behind bars. Here's how Duncan pitched it.
The cost-benefit of this does not take a math genius to figure out. We lock folks up here, $35,000, $40,000 every single year. A Pell Grant is less than $6,000 each year.
Even before the plan was announced, a House Republican had already introduced a bill to stop it. Gabriella Emanuel of the NPR Ed team has more.
Secretary Duncan is worried about a number.
700,000.
As in people getting out of prison each year.
And returning to our communities, returning to our streets.
That's not inherently bad news. This is the bad news. Within 3 years, more than 40% of them will be back behind bars. Duncan's plan involves convincing colleges and universities to run classes in prison and give prisoners Pell Grants to help them pay for it. But many of the details are still unknown. Which colleges, which prisons, how many prisoners?
We don't know yet.
Here's what we do know.
This is a five-year pilot.
And it's only for prisoners who will be released within the next 5 years.
We think this is a small, small investment that will pay extraordinary dividends, not just financially, but in terms of making our streets and our communities safer.
Because this is officially an experiment, the express purpose is to gather data. But there's already some pretty strong data.
We're at the point where the debate no longer should be about whether or not correctional education, prison education is effective. We clearly have more than demonstrated that.
Lois Davis is the lead author of an influential RAND Corporation study.
We estimated that for every dollar invested in prison education programs, this saves taxpayers on average about $5.
Davis found that when an inmate takes college courses, he's 16% less likely to return to prison.
That is a very dramatic reduction.
But not everyone's persuaded.
It's an affront to taxpayers and parents.
Earlier this week, U.S. Congressman Chris Collins, a New York Republican, introduced a bill in the House that would block the plan. Collins isn't necessarily arguing with the data. He just doesn't think taxpayers should have to pay.
There's a limited pot of money, which means that a Pell Grant not going to a middle-class family, you know, struggling to pay a tuition.
Technically, anyone who meets the grant criteria and applies gets help.
It's still monies that the taxpayers are providing, monies that could be better spent in other areas.
2 decades ago, Congress voted to cut off access to Pell Grants for state and federal prisoners, which is why Secretary Duncan's plan, allowed by a separate law, is just a small-scale experiment for research purposes. As for his hopes that Congress will roll back the ban entirely...
Congress is, you know, doesn't do much these days, unfortunately, and we can't wait on Congress.
Meanwhile, Collins' bill to stop the new program has gone to committee, where it's hard to know what, if anything, will come of it. Gabriella Emanuel, NPR News, Washington.